Blessed to be blessing. When all of you, or at least the Christian, hear someone refer to the Great Commission, you usually remember in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. So let me read the Great Commission from Jesus Christ first. Verse 18. Then Jesus came up and said to them, "All the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Usually, when we hear about the Great Commission, we remember Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And that's very, very normal. But however, over 2,000 years before Jesus Christ giving the word about Great Commission, God already gave the same message to the man. His name is Abraham. In many ways, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, which we know as the call of Abraham, is a story of the Bible because it set the stage of everything that is to follow in both Old Testament and New Testament. And it also revealed the missionary heart of God in a clear and very, very powerful way. Let's read together in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The Lord has said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into the great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So when you read the very simple three verses, you see the heart of God on the people. And he wants to send a message in the past for Abraham, but for us today, in the modern time. Three things I'm going to share with you. Blessed to be a blessing. The God of the Bible is a sending God. Second, the blessing of God upon his people are inextricably linked to his heart for the nations. And thirdly, God's send of his people to bless the nation in the very essence of the gospel. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word is very, very clear from the Genesis all the way to Revelation. This morning, we try to understand Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, so we can understand the heart of God to the people. I pray the Holy Spirit will use me to share God's words and only God's word. And I pray the Holy Spirit will be in the mind of the people in this room so they understand and they apply the scripture for their life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of the Bible is the sending God. Abraham was called to leave the place where he was living in Ur, the country or the region of Chaldea, and had to travel to the place that God would show him. And from the map, you see, he had to leave in Ur from Chaldean, go all the way to Haran, and then he traveled down to the south to Canaan. The reason God gave Abraham, they call it an uproot him from all the things is so comfortable to him, familiar to him, And it's also very, very shocking to him, but also excitement to him. Because God wants to bless all the families of the earth through Abraham and his descendants. When I read this passage, I begin to remember possibility way back. God probably put in the heart of your parent, not quite sure why, maybe because of the political reason or what, had to leave Vietnam or the country they're familiar with and had to go across the ocean to the land of unknown. Okay? So they left something familiar with, they're comfortable with, and get into the nation which they're very, very uncomfortable. You know, half of them probably scared, but another half very, very excitement. So maybe God used all of you in this room through your parent to change the world, to become a blessing to the nation. Maybe America or some other country. When I do the study about how the Vietnamese after 1975 scattered around the world, it turned out to be they scattered to over 200 countries and roughly about 15 to 17 territories. So basically, when you study the Bible, God pulled Abraham out of the country or the region he's familiar with and put him in the unknown country with the promise to be the blessing of all the people, of all the nation. So maybe the purpose of the Lord, put your parent out of the country, put in the strange land, scattered around the earth, over 200 countries and over 15 territories with the purpose to glorify him, to become a blessing to other nation, maybe. But anyway, he's talking about sending God, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you, start from Abraham and to his descendant, to all the nation. So which remind in me, some of you sit in this room, very, very comfortable, be blessed with America, well, their good education and good whatever living, okay? And even during the chaos of COVID-19, and it's only nation on earth is America. When you run out of food, you drive to Reliance Center or some food distribution center, you just sit there in the car, you push the button, and okay, the trunk open, and the people coming out and drop food in your trunk, close your trunk, and you drive away. And the only nation on earth, you know, a couple of days ago, when I drive on Bell 8, I saw the sign, huge sign, say, please come to Reliance Center. Okay, will be no wait. You just sit in the car, drive it through, you get the COVID shot, the vaccine shot. That's the only nation in the world, believe me, we bless in this country from food distribution or even the vaccine shot. Okay, it's kind of amazing. And some of the people now just go to CVS and they say, they listen to the intercom and say, please come over to the pharmacy, you get a free shot of vaccine of COVID. It's amazing. It's only happened in America. So from that perspective, we are very, very blessed. And that reason why I'm keep thinking about long time ago, over 2,000 years ago, God uprooted Abraham and say, go to the unknown nation. He doesn't know, he didn't know where to go. But they say, just trust me, just go. And eventually, you know, he traveled to the west, to Haran, and went out south to Canaan. And his family descendant was blessed. And because they blessed, so they can bless all the nation. And we, the same thing. God, put your parent out of wherever and put in this nation. And we're very, very blessed. And we need to understand how we use that blessing, just like Abraham and his descendants to bless all the people and all the nations. And God also said, the Bible also said, as the Father, Jesus Christ said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So we live with the purpose of receiving the blessing so we can bless other people. The only thing we can spread the gospel or the blessing by doing something. Secondly, the blessing of God upon his people are inextricably linked to his heart of the nation. So as a Christian, when you understand the purpose of God, your habit has to be the same as the habit of God. So it means you see the people in suffering and you have to have the compassion to those people. So you find out is even though Abraham was sent to leave his country, his family, his security, God made a powerful promise to Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be blessing. And you will be a blessing to other people. So God wants to bless Abraham, but if Abraham held all that blessing to himself, and then God probably will not bless him and his descendant. He probably not worthy to be good to anyone. So when God bless to his people, it's always for the greater purpose of the blessing of the nation. Because God designed his people to be the conduit, okay, to transfer, to flow his blessing to other people. But somehow, if you study the history of the church, or even the church today, you would find out instead of become the conduit through individual or through the church, and somehow we build a dam, okay, and we only collect the blessing, to our own. So we have the pond of blessing instead of the blessing flow through us, through the church, to other people. But you would find out when the blessing, or even if you build the pond, you would find out if the water coming in, not coming out, the pond, the water will become contaminated. The same thing, if the blessing not flow through individual, not flow through the church, and if we just hold on to the blessing, that pond of blessing will be contaminated. And that contaminate called sin, because we become selfish and become something it's no good to spread the gospel, or no good to become blessing to other people. So that's the reason why we need to understand the heart of God. I'm thankful, at least our church, if you study the history of our church, from this church, okay, way back, we have the mission for the Anglo. Pastor Millsap is a pastor of that group of people. And when that group of people, the Anglo, you know, is a white, okay, when they grow to about over 100 people, they found their own place, and now they have a very good South church. And from our church, we open our heart with the same bit of the heart of God. Okay, we support the Indonesian church. They usually meet in the afternoon, 3:30, just like the Ivory Coastal. And when they grow to over 100, they found their own place, their own property, and now you can see the Indonesian Baptist church. It starts from our church. Pastor Sudama was leading that a mission at that time. And we also opened the heart for Ivory Coastal. They meet at 3:30, a French language. Pastor Eugene Tano, and now they're up to about 50 or 60 people. And someday they will grow just like Pastor Millsap and Pastor Sudama church grow big enough so they can be on their own. But the same thing, not only just a local church, but we also think about Cambodia. In Cambodia, you believe it or not, we opened 3 churches in Cambodia. And the Cambodian church, especially in the Siem Reap, they sent a letter and they asked, can they name the church? It's a West Houston Baptist church in Siem Reap. And we say, no. Because the church in the instability of political, you know, when the political or whatever, the turnover with the name West Houston is South America, the church may be in trouble. So we say, how about just Siem Reap Baptist Church? That would be fine. The Lord would know we support them and build that church. If you have the chance to go to Siem Reap, visit Siem Reap Baptist Church. It's open for not only just the Vietnamese, but it's also for the Khmer, two languages service in that church. And we also opened the church in Binh Ho, Tonle Sap, the floating church. Okay, we help to we build the whole community of the church there. So it's have that's the only place have the clean water. We provide the filter system so they can have the clean drinking water. And also Dr. Chang of our church built like the first aid kit, and you know, on the basic medicine needed, and also twice a week, the teacher from Siem Reap ride a boat to the float church to have the school there. So the whole community, and they legal, they register, okay, as a legal church. So if in case something happened, okay, they can call the government coming in to help to protect the church, because if there is some chaos going on, and if they call our church, we can send the message to the U.S. consulate to help them out from protection perspective. But also, God opened the way. We opened the church in, we call it country church, and it's just for Khmer language. It's so amazing when the chief of the village, when we come in there and do the evangelism, and a lot of people come to Christ, and the chief of the village come to us and said, can you build the church here? There is no temple, nothing. So at that time, we only like 4 or 5 stick and then the plastic on top. Now at least we have the tin roof and very basic the structure so they can have a place to worship. And we provide like the TV, DVR, and then energy from the sun to provide electricity, and dig the well there so they can have the water and electricity to the sun panel. So in the evening, the whole village come to this place. They watch a Jesus movie and some of the DVD we provide and become a community center. And of course, the people, you know, grow chicken and some like that so they can sell to the market to generate income. So these three areas, you know, from the float church, the Siem Reap church, and the country church, they already self-sustained. And during the COVID, amazingly, God opened, calling us to open the new church in Phnom Penh. They call it Cây Số 13, it means the 13-kilometer mark. And in July, we're supposed to open the school and also the church. But anyway, the COVID hit, so it probably delayed until August. And 3 times a week, we have prayer meeting together with the people from Cambodia, Vietnam, and our church here. So that reason why he talked the blessing of God upon his people are inextricably linked to his heart, to the nation. So when we have the same habit as God, with God, and then we have the compassion, not only for the community in Houston and other states, but also from the country where we live. And in Vietnam, believe it or not, we have one group, roughly about 32 people during the chaos of COVID. And praise the Lord, our church, we have 5 Zoom lines and 1 Zoom to teach the Bible and form the church in the north. And we try to provide the scholarship and the resource for the pastor currently go to the Baptist Theological School. And hopefully when he complete, he can travel down to that region and provide support. And we have so many people through COVID believe in Christ. So we had a Bible study group on Wednesday in Vietnam, in the south. And Cambodia, they request more Bible study to train the people. It's kind of amazing. During the COVID, we baptized over 40 people through Zoom. Over this thing, we say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Over there, they have the tank of the water in the parking lot, and they just, chuk, chuk. Praise the Lord for that. So you need to understand the habit of God and why he wants to use Abraham, his descendant, and why they use the church, and why he sent your parent on the way from Vietnam and say, go, and end up in America, end up like over 200 countries in the world to become a blessing to other people, to our nation. Just thinking about it, the Vietnamese people spread out over 200 nations. Let's just say one person in one nation become a blessing. It's been an impact over 200 nations. It's been the whole world. The whole world is only 212 nations. And we already, the Vietnamese already end up in, 200 something nation. And we're blessed to come to America with so much resources. It's just amazing when we go through the COVID. And we're amazed how good this country is. And that great blessing. Thirdly, God sending his people to bless the nation is very essential for the gospel. The book of Galatians, reading like this, Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentile by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And So when you read the book of Galatians, the letter of Paul wrote to the church, you would understand we are, believe it or not, through faith, from spiritual perspective, we connect or we relate with Abraham. Long time ago, over 2,000 years ago, God said, Abraham, leave your country. Go to the place you don't know yet. And trust me, when you talk with your parents, especially the people who live in 1975, when we get on the boat, we had no clue we end up here, or Europe, or wherever. We had no clue. We scared, we excited, okay? But when you study the Bible, you begin to understand he sent your parents out, just like Abraham, with a purpose. And descendant of Abraham, you are descendant of your parent. And in this church, it's all to go through three generations. So you have to remind your children and your children the blessing the generation receive. So it can continue to have the same habit as God, the same compassion to the people. Yes, we go back and we help the Vietnamese because that's where we come from. But you never know. We already have Ivory Coastal Church meet at our church at 3:30, every Sunday. Maybe next year, our church would work with Ivory Coastal Church, Glory of Christ Church, to have a mission to Africa, West Africa. Remember, some of you here long enough, before the COVID, remember, God sent a group of people from Central America come to our church. I remember when I drive to the church before the COVID, it's in 2018, and suddenly I saw like a line of people. The woman carried the kid on their back, and they one line straight walked down from I-10 coming down to Darien, Ashford. When I drive to the church, and then about 15 or 20 minutes later, the whole group of West Africa folks show up at our church. If you travel I-10, Derry, Ashford, how many churches we go through? But somehow they end up at our church. So when they come and they say, why? They say, like, 10 churches from I-10 Eldridge on the way, walk down here across the freeway, 15 or 16 miles walking. You can find, like, the church is next to your apartment complex. Why you come here? And they said, because God telling us, come to the Vietnamese church. And none of the people know how to speak English, except one guy. And he spoke broken English. And the rest of the people speak Swahili, Central Africa. So we take them in for about 3 months. And I remember one Sunday, I told them, do not walk. Okay, next Sunday, we will send a van to pick them up. So 9 o'clock, I'm not quite sure how the guy do the translation. So the following Sunday, we have 4 vans come and pick up 32 people in that complex. When we get there, nobody. So they call me in slight panic. All of them disappear. So I rush to the church. On 32 person stand in front of the church waiting. So I ask, why did you do that? We sent a van to pick them up. And the people said, through the broken, because Pastor, you told us had to be here at 9 o'clock. So they get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, walk roughly about 16 miles, so equivalent like 25 kilometers. So Eldridge, another sub Eldridge, walk through. And they get up 6 o'clock in the morning, take a shower, and on the woman carry the kid in the back, and the man, whatever, they walk through the church. And they be at the church like before 9 o'clock, before I even show at the church. So that reason why, after that event, I make a commitment be at the church like around 8:15 or 8 o'clock, because so many things can happen from the time of 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock, especially when God sending the people. But because of the misunderstanding, the kid fit in the church really well, but not the adult. But God opened the way, so I contact Pastor Andre. He can speak Swahili language, and we send this group of people, 32 of them, to Pastor Andre Church. And the last time I visit Pastor Andre, his church has grown to like over 200 people in a small room. So they worship like 2 or 3 worship to take care of the people. So that reason why somehow God put our church in like in the middle of something we don't understand. But people from all nations come to our church. And that reason why, when we understand this, it makes me realize maybe God sent your parent to America or any nation with the purpose to become a blessing to all the people. Okay? So you find out the good news, because the essential of the gospel is the good news had to be spread. The good news to proclaim to Abraham in Ur and Chaldean, but God desired to bless his people through us. So we, each one of us, can become a blessing to all the nation. And in Houston, over 150 nations, different languages in Houston. So sometimes we don't have to go very far, but we can have, you know, meet on the nation or spread the gospel or proclaim the gospel here in Houston. I praise the Lord and thank the Lord for Ivory Coastal Church. You know, a few weeks ago, they bring the food and supply, whatever, to help the homeless. We couldn't do it, but now we have a group of people can do that to support, and you know, the same skin tone and the same condition. That would help out a lot. Okay. Last night, I preached the sermon for South Korean Kim Hae Church through Zoom. It's so amazed how God spread, even though I did a sermon last night from 9:30 until 11:30 last night. And the sermon is very, very long, but the people didn't want to leave, so they keep saying, say more. So I end up after the sermon, I had to go through the whole gospel training, how to witness to the people. So the how people is ready. The people in South Korea, Gimhae and some other town is ready. And also the people in Bắc Ninh, Vietnam also join in. And they said they need training to do that. So a lot of opportunity during the time of COVID. So we have to think COVID as a blessing, as a grace of God. Now the people in a lot of nations, they couldn't go anywhere. They stay home. So the opportunity to train them, to discipleship them. So when the country open up, they can go out and become a bless to other people. Let us stand up, so. So blessed to be blessing. The 3 points I try to communicate to you, and at least hopefully you can sing it in. The God of the Bible is a sending God. So any God not sending the people, maybe not the God we worship. The blessing of God upon his people, you and I, linked to his heart, to the nation. So we have to have compassion to the people, whatever the skin, whatever nation they come from, whatever the background, whatever the social status. And God sending his people, you and I, to be blessed of the nation. And that essential of the gospel. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because your word refresh our memory about the story of Abraham. And your word reminding us about the great commission which Jesus Christ commands us to do. So I pray we have the heart of God, the same habit of Jesus Christ, have the compassion to people, so we can be the blessing to our nation. Or even now, all the nation is starting to come to Houston. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with us, so we can accomplish the goal and the great commission you command in us. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all the people in this church from now and forever. Amen.